entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
And yes, your story is unwritten. And welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show. My name is Tracy, and I will be your host along with Peggy, who is our shrink, and Trish, who is our nonprofit host, and Renee, who is our entertainment host. And thank you to Matt and Lola, who helped make it all happen. And a special thanks to all of you out there who are family and friends for your support of our show. Matt, by the way, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Saying it now in case I forget, but you're going to come in and dance for us for our Loosen Up song. But before we do that, I like to tell our listeners today, the purpose of our show is to lift your spirits by offering you, the listener, opinions and suggestions for everyday living. Then we combine songs and use them as song therapy to get you through those tough days and or to hold on to the happy memories in your life. You matter. No one should be alone. So welcome to what we call our happy hour.
Yay.
And you said you were going to bring some champagne.
I know.
Okay, can I exhale for a minute? Because that was a lot.
Yes,
we got in here. We got in our chairs. We're all good, right? All right, let's go to the next paragraph. So before we start, before we start, I'd like to talk to you about the Shazam app. And make sure you download the Shazam app. It is S-H-A-Z-A-M, and it's an app that helps you identify any song anywhere in seconds, and it's free. I have it on my phone, and I hope you use it when you're listening to our show. So, before we start, you know I like to shake out those nerves, and I'm going to give you guys a guess. I'm going to give you, let's see.
Oh, okay.
If I'm going to give you a trivia question.
Okay.
Think of a group back in the 70s.
Okay.
And think of the month of September. Can you think of the song?
September. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
By Earth, Wind, and Fire. Let's play it.
The 21st.
Provide a little bit of therapy.
Yes.
Good. I love it. And we have some fun dancing, don't we?
And for the record, for anybody that was watching that on the Tan Talk YouTube channel and saw the guy in the Dr. Pepper shirt dancing, that would be me.
And that is our birthday boy, and we will pay you later for entertainment.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
To you,
my birthday was last week. Thank you very much. But now,
yes.
I have to explain this for everybody who's first watching the show for the first time. The dancing you saw me doing, I do this on this side of the board every single time we play a song in the show. Tracy and Everybody Needs Entertainment, that's usually what I do while the song is playing. Now we figured we'd get it on camera.
With your air drums. That's right. And also, Matt, a very close friend to all of us, who is Joey James Label. She just celebrated her birthday on the 29th.
All right.
We want to wish her a super happy birthday.
Happy
we love
happy
you.
Birthday.
Happy birthday, Sherry.
We love you, girl.
And
we missed you. Yay!
So, thank you, Matt. Thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, and today I welcome a few ladies who I can give, that can also give some advice for how to live a healthy and happy lifestyle without losing yourself in the process.
Very important.
Yes. And these ladies have lived a life being married to very well-known professional athletes, and they want to invite you today to an event that is coming up here, right here in the Tampa Bay area, that's right around the corner. So I welcome Angela Smith.
Hi.
Hello. And you look gorgeous.
I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you for being here. And who is married to Alex Smith, who is a scout for the Bucks, and Mitzi Testaverde, who is married to the Heisman Trophy winner, Vinny Testaverde. Thank you for coming today. And to Renee McGrain, who is married to the great Joe McGrain in MLB. So I just want to say one thing. This whole thing started, Angela has started this wonderful event with the coaches, Tampa Bay coach and his wife. You guys started this event, and we're going to be talking about that. But before we go, I'm going to talk to Peggy about our topic today of finding balance and in a happy life, because you guys, we want to know, it's a glamorous life, but you're people too, and what makes you happy, what makes you complete. And so before we begin, we're going to be talking about the Tampa Bay Fashion Experience here in Tampa Bay and the Tampa Bay area. It's a 3-day event. So we're going to begin with Peggy. Is she on by chance?
You must be a mind reader, I swear. She's on right now.
She's a mind reader. That's what she does for a living. She gets paid for it. So, before we talk about this huge event, are we good?
No, we just lost her. She hung up.
Okay. Well, that's
Peggy, if you can hear us, call back.
Yeah, call us back, Peggy. But before we talk about this huge event that Angela's going to share with us, and our listeners are invited to, I would like to bring our shrink, Peggy, who's about to come on. She's going to be talking about finding a healthy balance in living your best life. And then we're going to get the opinions from these lovely ladies here. So, Peggy, are you there with us?
I am here. Hey, Matt, do you miss me? You miss me, Matt?
Yes, I do.
Well, we miss all you, right, too, just to let you know.
Well, we have we have your voice, so that makes up for the lack of physical presence. I'll take that.
Wow. That's right.
And so, hello, ladies.
Hello.
I'm sorry.
Hi.
Hello. Peggy is our shrink.
Hello.
Squeezing any therapy that y'all need right now.
Okay. So, hey, guys.
Peggy, thanks for coming.
Hey, listen, is it my understanding that Renee is with you?
Renee is on over here. Yeah.
Yes, she is.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
We
Trish
missed
is
you.
Here. Renee's here.
Hello.
The gang's here.
Wow.
So, and I just want to apologize, because she's always at the end of the show, and I'm cutting you off, and it's because of the radio clock. You're going to find out now about that real quick.
Yeah,
but anyway, I'm sorry to everybody about that. So, Peggy, thank you for calling in today, but we want to start talking about, so we can talk about this huge event in Tampa Bay that everyone's invited to. So can you tell us, we're going to share with our listeners how to find a balanced life. So how does one balance having a healthy family, healthy life, and other commitments, work, volunteer? And this applies to men and women. So how does one balance having a healthy family and healthy life?
Right. Really good question, especially with the ladies who are going to be presenting today. But, a healthy balance between family, other commitments, work, volunteer, it occurs when one's able to meet all these responsibilities, and it's really difficult to do. It needs skillful management. And it's up to you how you figure it out and how you manage it skillfully. But what I'd like to do, Tracy, is talk a little bit, maybe give you some tips on what I've learned clinically and what my clients do. Mm-hmm. When they are trying to work on this goal of focusing on a healthy lifestyle. So can I move forward to some tips that may help the listeners?
Absolutely. We all want to know. Yes. Please do.
We all want to know.
Well, including me. I learn on my own show.
Yes.
I'm going to learn from y'all.
All right. But, the first one, and I'm not telling any of you gorgeous ladies what this, what this is about. It's about eliminating stress. And what happens is, we can eliminate some stress in our lives and other things we can't control, right? But you want to focus on eliminating the stressors that you absolutely can control.
Mm-hmm.
And you may have to sit down and make a list, but there are stressors out there, guys, that we're able to control, which would allow us to be free to try to, you know, develop that healthy balance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that have families, and this is what we're talking about, right? Achieving a healthy balance of families and work commitments, volunteer commitments. You got to strengthen those family bonds.
Mm-hmm.
And that means what? Communicate, communicate, communicate. You got to focus on communication. You can't neglect any of those family responsibilities. And that's difficult to manage, guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can speak for myself. It's difficult to manage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, try to be flexible.
Mm-hmm.
Flexibility, compromising with your family members, with your work and your volunteer commitments,
mm-hmm.
also very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I can't stress enough is ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, accept it and take it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't want to do that, right?
Yeah.
You find that, ladies?
Mm-hmm.
That
yeah, sure.
You don't want to ask. Yeah, you don't want to ask for help because that may indicate some level of, you know,
weakness.
Inadequacy. You're right. Not performing. You're not being productive.
And it takes a while to learn that, to learn how to be okay with saying you're not okay. That is one of the biggest struggles as women who wear so many hats, kind of trying to figure out how do we balance that while taking care of ourselves at the same time. So it's really important that we take that skillful mindset that you're talking about and just kind of be intentional about the healthy boundaries that we set on a daily basis so that we don't lose ourselves.
Right.
Wow. You can take over for me right now. That's perfect.
No, don't say
wow.
That. Well, I need people like you in my life.
Yeah, me. Oh, I try to get therapy every time I'm with her in the car.
So I'm
gonna call you.
I'm a quick learner now. I am a quick learner.
It takes a minute, but you learn fast.
Right.
You learn fast how to delegate.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that was very, very well said.
Yes.
You know? And in addition to that, you know, you want to develop a routine. And by that, I mean, you know, you want to focus on what you can get done that day. And also, more important than anything, wind down at night. I don't care what that means.
Line.
Some people want to have a sangria.
Eliminate the D.
And more wine.
Change the D to an E.
And cheers to that.
Hey, don't forget, ladies, some people want to go to a wine tasting and wind down.
Oh, yes, yeah. We do.
Yeah, yeah,
speaking of which.
And that's what the therapist does with us all the time.
Yes.
So,
right, and moving on, because I know I got to go fast. There's a lot of ladies here that have to talk.
Yeah.
Much more important than what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But you also want to be health conscious. And what I mean is, you know, go stay on top of your health.
Mm-hmm.
Not just your mental health, but your physical health. Because that can also impact, right? Stress can impact it. It raises our cortisone levels. And you know what happens with that? We can't function. We can't focus. So also take care of your physical and mental health.
Absolutely.
And, you know, as you said earlier, you summed it up, establish those boundaries.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Some people have a difficult time establishing boundaries.
Yeah.
But you take a look at work, you take a look at family, you take a look at volunteer commitment. You set boundaries. You're in charge of that, and how you do that is up to you.
Yes.
And probably last but not least is, hey, accept that imbalance at times is sometimes unavoidable.
That's right.
It's just the stuff that life brings us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Life's important. Life.
Yeah. Life's unfortunate events. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Series of unfortunate events.
Yeah. So those are some tips, ladies, Tracy, that, you know, can help us get in that direction of being able to establish that healthy balance.
Well, and I thank you for that. And I think that's why these ladies are wonderful, because think about what they have to deal with in sports. Everyone thinks it's just a glamorous life. Well, there's another side, and these ladies are the captains of their ships at home. And it's not always what you think it is. So, Peggy, thank you so much for all that information. And hopefully we'll learn more from these women that have had it together, that have been there, and they know how to manage all that. And it's not to say that men, you too, you have to manage things. And if you're a single woman, it doesn't matter. We're all in this together, but we're just trying here to motivate you. I'm not here to be your mother. I don't want a reputation of being someone's mama. I just want to be motivating for a healthy and happy life. So, Peggy, thank you so much for those tips.
You got it.
And
you got it. Bye, ladies.
Bye.
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 Talk to you later. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
So did you guys, can you relate to all of that?
Oh, of course. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Okay, so ladies, so what is the best part of living a life of a professional athlete? What is the best part of it?
I would say one of the best parts, because there are several great parts about it, but one of the best parts is just watching the development of the teams that you're at and kind of the camaraderie of everyone coming together and all the wives supporting each other and giving back to the community as much as we can. So that's one of my favorite parts, the platform, to be able to do what we as women do on a daily basis for the community. So.
And that's what makes you complete in happiness, because here on the Shrink and Wrap Show, I started off with love, and Tony Robbins has this big seminar, and I've done it, and he says like 5% of the people that are success, only 5% are really happy that have made it to the very top. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to find, and y'all have been there in different ways, but giving back to the community, which is we're leading into this huge event.
It fills your cup.
It makes
it balances
you happy.
You out. It really does.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about the CEO and where this whole event came from.
But Tanika Bowl, she's amazing.
Yes,
so
yes. And we watched a video on her, and I really, really, I can't wait to talk about
her.
She's
an amazing person.
So yeah, we're going to get on to her. And then, but what is the most challenging part of living with a professional athlete?
Well, I think injuries. Injuries is a big part of it. They're going out to battle most of the time, you know, especially football.
Right.
And you don't know how they're going to come home. You just sit there and pray that they don't, you know, come home with a broken neck or, you know, any of that. So that was always challenging for me. It's just his overall safety. But that was one of the biggest challenges. And then also moving different teams.
Yeah.
That was very challenging.
You did?
I love it, and I miss it.
That's
I miss having to move.
Yeah.
It's the decluttering for me.
Oh.
I enjoy it. Like, I enjoy, like, getting through my junk drawers and, like, getting all that stuff out and then moving to the next house and reinventing how I wanted to do my other house before. I enjoyed it. Now, I don't know now because I'm getting a little bit older, but...
Did you have all your children then, too?
Oh, gosh,
see, because
no.
that's... I had all my kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was the hard part for us. It's like, okay, we're going to a new city. Well, then I had to go find the best schools, find the best area to live in, you find a doctor's office, find a babysitter.
Yeah.
So all of those things were very challenging.
Yeah.
And that's the part I didn't like about it.
Yeah, then you get settled down and then you got to move again.
Right, and you get settled in and then the season's over and you go back to back home.
Yeah.
You got to be flexible.
Did any of y'all ever watch Jerry Maguire?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, can you relate to that a little bit in some ways?
Well, does Jerry Maguire, he just wanted his big contract and all that kind of stuff, right?
Okay,
When he had the concussion, though, but then he got up dancing.
He got up dancing, well, that was nice.
That's a good thing.
But if you remember, his wife hit her knees when that happened.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It used to be the hardest, when they would come get you to come down under the stadium after really bad hits. You don't breathe from the moment
you're
being escorted under the stadium to the moment you see that x-ray to the moment they hold your hand.
Yeah.
That is the hard part.
Yeah.
Like the injury part, I can definitely relate. That's a hard one.
I think my hardest one was to go from, for 9 months. I think our season was longer than football season.
Yeah, for sure.
Baseball, I don't MLB. Think baseball even
baseball season.
Then you got to see your husband.
My greatest thing is you guys had to be there every day. I had only to be there every 5 days. I was on a 5-man rotation, so I didn't have to breathe every day.
It was only once a week. Once a week for us.
But it was a challenge because I was home 90% of the time during him being on the road by myself, raising
That's
my children,
yeah.
and taking them, and very active, like you guys have your children right now, and you were moving, and you
I can't even imagine going city to city.
But again, we were in one place for 8 years, but I loved going to different cities.
Yeah.
We didn't get
going
rid of our home, but we just went and made a home.
Yeah, we always had a home
base.
Mm-hmm.
And anywhere
you went, you
were obligated to pretty much, because this is an old saying, but a true saying, where much is given, much is expected.
So
wherever you plan, transplant yourself, you have to find what is that
find the roots.
That root that mm-hmm. you're looking for.
Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but like Renee being in the MLB as a wife, that was 9 months gone. And with the players, it's a seasonal thing. And then if you're married to, like Tanika, to a head coach, and they've got children, and they're gone for like all year. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah.
So with that being said, that brings on stresses because, yes, you guys have the glamorous life, and yes, things are good, but there is a lot of stress, so you got to keep that managed, and you have to keep your own identity. Am I wrong about that?
And your children, too, because, you know, my kids got older. My husband played 21 years. He was blessed to be able to do that. Yeah. But my kids got older. Right. They wanted to play sports. They wanted to be in dance. Right, and we had to make sure that we didn't allow them to lose themselves. Daddy was not the most important person in the room. 100%. You matter too,
right.
So let's go do your thing.
Right,
and for us, that balanced us because you know he loved us to be there, but he didn't necessarily care if we didn't come to the game.
Yes. Right,
you know. So if I stayed behind because my son had a basketball game, he was okay with that for sure, as long as. You know, somebody was taking care of the kids,
right?
And we always had dinner together too. That's one thing football allows us to do that,
and not baseball,
right?
There's none
right,
of that. And maybe Sundays.
And some of the holidays were tough. I remember we used to tell the kids it was not Christmas that day; it was Christmas this day because Daddy was home. So no, it's Christmas today.
When they're young,
they don't know. But you just change the date, change the calendar. They don't know. They believe you.
Exactly.
But I think it's important that people understand. So you guys have stress factors, and they can deplete your energy. But you also want to maintain your identity through the process. So Angela, so what is the secret to maintaining a healthy balance to you?
Well, like we talked about earlier, that skillful management is just being able to manage all of your duties. Mm-hmm. And the way that you do that is honestly, ladies, like you have to put yourself first sometimes.
100%.
And it's really important that as often as we put our kids, you know, what they need in front of us, what our husbands need in front of us, we need to make sure that on a daily basis we are checking in with ourselves and we're really asking ourselves, what do we need today? What do I need today?
Right.
Let me take a moment and just decide what I'm going to do for myself today.
Absolutely. Right.
And I found that in doing that I was able to locate my purpose.
Yeah.
And I would say that, you know, my purpose here in the community of Tampa is just giving back and supporting those who need help with having a voice in the community, which speaks very closely to autism for us with different organizations within the community. So,
right, and that leads us into this huge event that Angela is part of with Tanika that is going on September 6th, 7th, and 8th. Am I correct?
Yes,
with those
you're right. September 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Okay, and it's called the Tampa Bay Fashion Experience, and it's happening again right here in the Tampa Bay area, 813 area code, and all of you listeners are out there. You're invited to go. You're going to know all about it. We hope to see you there. And Angela's going to give us all the details. But before we begin, talking about a balance, when we started the Shrink and Wrap show, part of being happy is giving to others. And we're big on that because I think that instead of always being a taker, being a giver and having that balance, like she was just saying, is so important. So we're going to kick this song off. This is our main song. I'm only going to play it for 2 minutes because we have a lot to talk about. So let's hear what, who do I have playing? I forgot, Matt. Remember the short-term memory I got?
Yeah, I know. Isn't it
something good.
Angie Lennox?
Yeah. Annie Lennox and Al Green.
Annie Lennox.
Yep.
Yeah, so let's hear it from her.
That.
Yeah, that's right. And the world will be a better place, and so will yours, if you just put a little love in your heart, right?
Yes. Sugar in the tank.
So, and that's what Angela's doing, and Tanika. So before we toss it to Renee, I want to ask you a little more about Tanika. Trish and I watched her video. She said that God gave her a platform, and she's using it to help others. So can you start from there about your event, this huge event? Tell us all about it, and I'm going to toss it to Renee about the fashion part, and I'm going to toss it to her about the nonprofit. The show is yours right now.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Now, Tanika Bowles, she is a giver. Mm-hmm. If anyone knows her personally, they know that her heart is about giving. Mm-hmm. She gives back to everyone around her. She's constantly just planting seeds of harvest for us to continue as a community to give back to our community. So she really equips each one of us to get the tools that we need to kind of move forward and to get back to the community. And the moment she approached me, she had a great idea about having a fashion show that was going to benefit autism and CAN community health. Mm-hmm. And at first, it just started as her saying, you know, Angie, you know, let's do this fashion show to get back to the community. I said, of course, let's go for it. And slowly but surely, it turned into a three-day extravaganza. Now we have Tampa Bay Fashion Experience, and it is going to be an experience.
I know. And let me tell you, I'm going to say this. Hats off to y'all to have a three-day event. And the way all this came together, by the way, listeners, we've been talking about living a happy, healthy balance. And this all started, we had Coco B, we had Bella Lucia, the fashions prior to this. And Mitzi invited us, and we were dressed up. And Mitzi kindly invited us to this event, and then you were like, hey, come on. So dare to say yes and dress for success. And that's how all this is why she's sitting here today sharing this with you, the listeners. Happiness is contagious too, just like negativity. So choose what you want in your life, but we choose positivity. So let's start a little bit with Tanika. Is there anything else you want? She's the CEO.
Yes. So she is the CEO and founder of the Tampa Bay Fashion Experience. Mm-hmm. She decided on the two beneficiaries of Autism Speaks. And if you guys have read the article that they wrote recently about Tanika and Todd Bowles, he's the head coach for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and their son Tyson is on the spectrum, and he is such a sweet boy. I love him so much. He just recently had a birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
And we got to celebrate his birthday and enjoy our time at main event and at the game afterwards. Aww. And he had all his friends on the football field enjoying their time. But he is a child on the spectrum, and he gives us the platform to be able to give back to the community in order to support children like him who are growing up and becoming teenagers and adults. And it really is important for us to continue to give back to the community of Tampa to equip ourselves to be as inclusive as possible. So Tanika came up with this idea, and now we're going to have September 6th, 7th, and 8th, okay. Night 1, Night 2, Night 3, and we'll talk a little bit more about that, I'm sure.
Okay.
In the show, but definitely it's going to unearth the fashion of Tampa and give Tampa an opportunity to show what we have to offer, similar to New York Fashion Week, Miami Fashion Week, and kind of how we do things here in Tampa. So,
well, you know, we're natives from Tampa, mm-hmm. So I've watched this whole city grow, both Mitzi and I. So we're definitely 813 girls, and we remember when Whitney Houston came to the stadium, and it seems like the growth of the football and the charities and everything that's gone on has been amazing. So thank you to all of y'all. And maybe we could play a little clip of that. We can wait, Matt. We'll wait for that. We'll go ahead. Do you have that? A little clip of the national anthem?
When she sang that, she was...
Oh, wasn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Just
the best ever.
Just a little...
Yes.
750 million watching worldwide, but it was the end of that anthem that brought us to our feet.
And that is amazing. A wow. And guess what? The old Tampa Stadium with Whitney Houston singing the national anthem with I've Got Goosebumps on your body right now. Because Tampa was a little small town.
It was small.
Yeah, when she came, she touched this town, I think, to where it just took it to another level.
And Tracy, that was the Florida Orchestra playing behind her, too.
Florida Orchestra. But the energy was unbelievable. And she's got her movie out, and there's a clip of that in her movie.
Yes,
that's all. Which is amazing.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So let's get back to what these ladies are doing. But all that has led here. So being a Tampa, watching the football, I know Mitzi met Vinny cheering for the Bucks, and I was with her when she tried out for the swashbucklers, and Vinny played, and she was, you know, it was meant to be.
Yeah.
And that's how you guys met.
Yeah.
So we've watched the city grow, doing what they're doing. They're taking it even to another level. Renee, I'm going to toss it to you about the fashion part, because you have been behind the scenes with these hardworking ladies and her whole crew. So let's talk about the fashion. I want to hear what you guys have to talk about. And
yes. Let me just tell you, this is where fashion meets philanthropy.
Yeah.
And they haven't done, this is like one of the, out of 3-day experience, it's jam-packed. And I said, where are we getting all these people from? Out of nowhere, she just comes up with another incredible, exciting person that's going to be. So I asked Angela, right? I know that you have a lot of surprises up your sleeve. Tell us a little bit about our first night, which is September 6th, the kickoff party. I understand we have a flash mob and some celebrities in the crowd.
Oh, yes, we do. So night one is going to be on September 6th. It's going to be a night you don't want to forget. It's at the Vault in Tampa. And we're going to have a pop-up fashion show with our designer, Dijonay. And she's a local designer here in Tampa, and she's part of the LGBTQ+ community. We are going to be featuring a performance by HBO's House of Balenciaga. That's going to be the flash mob. That's going to be so exciting.
Nice.
And then we have some celebrities that are going to be popping in, and that's Carl Anderson and from the WWE, and also Chris Lucas from Low Cash. So we're super excited. We're going to have Tampa Bay Buccaneers there as well, and with Sonya Moore. So we're going to have a lot of amazing people showing up to the Vault on night one. So don't miss it. It's going to be a kickoff like no other.
I love it, but I do have one problem. It says it's hosted by Queen Bee. It should be hosted by DJ Rap from the Shrink and Rap Show.
Yes.
That's the only problem that I see with it. What do you think, Matt? What do you think? DJ Rap needs to be in the house. All right.
It's gonna be a night, but we are turning it into an after party afterwards.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
So at 9, at 9:30, it is going to be an after party where we're gonna enjoy drinks and food, and we're just gonna have ourselves a good time. So you can get tickets at the door at the Vault, $50 for tickets on that particular night.
Yes. Well,
okay,
that sounds
tell
so exciting.
Me about the 7th. Now that's the big fashion.
This
pricey.
Is the charity
that's
fashion
that's
show
at Avila Country Club.
Correct.
Right? With many talented designers and local boutiques. And the mother store, Nordstrom's, closing out the show with a special guest.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about that. And really, what I want to say is the fact that you're bringing in the local boutiques to our fashion, when you can really get Neiman Marcus hats and all the other ones. You're bringing in some local boutiques and small businesses. So.
And Tanika did that on purpose. She really wanted to make sure that this is a Tampa fashion experience.
Well,
she wanted to make sure that she unearthed the fashions within Tampa, because everyone knows we run with a different temperature.
Absolutely.
You know, there's a different type of humidity.
All year long. Thank you, Tanika.
Nordstrom Nordstrom and the big stores, they need to acknowledge Florida weather.
Yes.
August.
Well, that is what we're doing on night two. So night two is going to be our charity night. Our beneficiaries are Autism Speaks and Can Community Health.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be featuring 6 local designers. Julia Chu is going to be opening the show, and she has
Let me tell you, Mitzi and I went there to see it with them.
Your jaw is on the floor when you see her designs.
That
they are amazing.
Saw that. It was Like, and I've never seen.
It's like a diamond in the rough. You yes. really
and
would
I
not
can't believe
know
she's
here.
Here.
She is here. She is here in Tampa.
Yeah. Like, this is the stuff you see at the Grammys.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
this kind of stuff.
Oh, yes. Spectacular. And she's going to be at Avila Country Club at the wow. TBFE experience.
Wow.
So there, we're also going to have Tam Tran. She is a Lotus linen designer. And then we have Rebecca Margaritas, Salt Wash Boutique, Vanessa Fava, Bella Lucia.
Bella Lucia. Yes. Yes. And that is named after her daughters, by the way. That's Renee's place. And that she named it, Vanessa named it after her daughters. Bella right. Lucia.
Yeah. Bella yeah. Lucia. One of her daughters.
I love that.
Lucia's the other.
Isn't that
so
beautiful?
Sweet. I love
beautiful.
It. I love it.
Yeah, and then we're gonna have Audrey Pat from Audrey Pat Design. So we're super excited about having all of our local designers out. Like Renee was saying, it's just paying tribute to where we are here in Tampa. Because if you guys don't know, we are an amazing city.
Yes,
and
it's growing
like crazy.
Listen, and you know what? I have an 813 hat. I brought my Bucks hat by the way today. I didn't bring the 813 because I had to brought the Bucks. You brought your hat.
I brought
didn't
my Bucks hat.
Yes, yeah, so I can't
That's
wear
right.
because of these yeah. things on, but the I brought my Bucks hat. Throwback. Hats, but I definitely
have to say creamsicle.
But I have to tell you, I feel like Tampa's so alive.
It
when
is.
You come across our bridges, people are happy, they're
yes.
energized. And listen, I hope everybody made way yesterday. It was very stressful for
yes.
everybody in Florida.
Yes.
And I hope that everybody's okay. But in the big picture, we were very blessed in a big way.
We were.
So, but
we
813
were.
Is alive and happening.
Girl.
Yes.
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 And then, So we're going to be closing out that night, the Avila Country Club night, with Nordstrom's.
Okay, nice.
Nordstrom's. And we're also going to have Rachel Barcelona, Miss Florida. If
yes.
I don't know
oh,
if many of you
nice.
Know that she is on the spectrum.
Nice. Yes.
And she was able to kind of talk about where she, you know, how it was for her to be living the life of being on the spectrum, being a pageant winner. But she's going to read a poem by a beautiful young lady who wrote a poem about what it's like to be in 2023 living on the spectrum. So,
wow. Well,
yes.
we can't wait to hear that.
Yes.
So we're very excited about that. And is that day two, did you say?
Yes.
The 7th. Now, we have the wrap-up, like the wrap show here, we have the wrap-up on the 8th.
Okay. Yes,
and that is at Neiman Marcus. It's a show and a huge after-party event.
Okay.
That's right.
So
our very own Neiman
yes.
Marcus at International Plaza, it is, they're going to be unearthing their fall fashions.
Yes.
We all love Neiman's here. And, in International Plaza Mall is one of our biggest malls here in Tampa community. And we are going to be watching the fashion show there. We'll have a bunch of Bucks players there, that those Bucks players that were serving the dinners at the charity
seventh.
Fashion show on the 7th, like Mike Evans, sitting next to the head coach like Todd Bowles, and talking football, smoking cigars, and enjoying their time out there. They're all going to be at the Neiman Marcus event as well. And then the after party at Brio, where again at 9:30, it is going to be open up for all you guys to come join us. It'll be $50 for ticket at the door, and we're going to have all of the celebrities that we just spoke about at that particular event. It's going to be absolutely amazing.
And we hope all of our listeners in St. Pete, Dade City, and everywhere, definitely please come. St. Pete, Dunedin, and but we do want to talk a little bit more about the nonprofit. So, Renee, I'm going to have Trish talk about. Oh,
absolutely.
Do you have, oh, yeah.
Before we wrap, let's go over some of your social media.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, she has
some
to do that. Yeah.
Social media.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You can follow.
Yes.
Okay.
So if you go on Instagram, you can follow us at Tampa Bay Fashion Experience, and you can click on the link in our bio, and you can purchase tickets for the event nights 1, night 2, and night 3. But hurry up, because tickets are selling
running.
Out.
No, I think that event might be close to being.
Yeah, it's close to being sold out. So you're running out of time. If you haven't already, you need to jump on our Instagram and also our Facebook as well, and our website, www.tampabayfashionexperience.com.
Can you just do that one more time, just because? That we need it again. Can you do all that just one more time? No, seriously.
It's at.
I'm going to make sure they get it.
Perfect. Our Instagram is at Tampa Bay Fashion Experience.
And then the link is in the bio to purchase tickets there. And then you can go on our website, www.TampaBayFashionExperience.com, to be able to click on the purchase tickets links as well. And you can purchase tickets for September 6th, September 7th, and September 8th.
And be sure to follow at Tampa Bay Fashion Experience and Bella Lucia in Tampa, Florida.
Yes, that's right. Thank you. Renee's been the behind-the-scenes fashion girl. You actually invited us to open us all up and brought us all together, and you're the one making it happen. Is Tanika going to be there?
Of course. Tanika's going to be there every single night. This is her baby.
We did meet Tanika at the first event.
Yes.
And she was lovely. So I look forward to seeing her before, and thank you. You know we're going to be all there. We're not done yet.
Yeah.
We still have 10 minutes.
Good. Yes. But,
we do have someone that's going to talk a little bit about autism as well, and some of these, and we want to know a little bit more about what these events are going, you know, what the monies are going for. So, Trish, can I have you, do you have ear, because we're limited to earpieces, so I have to swap.
We're flexible, ladies.
We're flexible, and Renee, you still have a microphone, so come over here.
This is what happens when we have five ladies in the studio at the exact same time trying to run a show.
Renee's our fashion.
And you guys are football wives. I'm not surprised.
Yes, that's right. Exactly. We know all the plays.
That's right. We scramble.
We
did it audible.
Mitzi, your husband especially, is a personal hero of mine.
Thank you so much. Mine too.
That's so cool.
I gotta tell you though, it's because of your husband, my love of football took off.
You're
from New York.
I'm a Long Island guy. I was born and raised on Long Island until I moved here a couple of years ago. My favorite NFL team still to this day is the Jets.
We're not cheering that.
There's a connection to you as well because your husband is my ex-head coach. This is for Mitzi specifically. My love of the Jets and my love of football took off because of your husband in the 98 Jets.
Yes, that was a spectacular season.
My love of football took off, and your husband is a big reason for that. So tell him I said thank you.
Thank you so much.
See, Tampa is a big little city.
Yeah,
that's what I like. You don't have to be here long to be somebody in our city, and we are alive and happy.
And I've fallen in love with this city in the 2 years I've been living here. I absolutely love it here.
And look, you already have this connection, one person away.
Absolutely.
A hero. And we'll be talking about heroes at the end of the show. Before we have a little bit, this is very important because I do want to talk more about where all the monies are going towards for the nonprofit and the autism and CAN. So can you open this up to Angela a little bit more?
Yeah, Angela. So there are two important, impactful, and necessary organizations that rely on donations and help from within the community. One of those, you've already spoke a little bit about them, but can you tell us a little bit more about Autism Speaks and CAN?
Yes. So Autism Speaks, and like I said, is near and dear to our heart because we understand the need in the community for support of the families and loved ones of those who have autism, as well as those who are diagnosed on the spectrum. So we want to be able to provide support for that, and that's the reason why Autism Speaks is one of our beneficiaries. Todd Bowles, our head coach for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and Tanika Bowles, they are very... they speak about how their son was diagnosed with autism, and they share their story. And on the 7th, they're actually going to share a little bit with everyone, all of our guests at the Charity Fashion Show. And it's going to be an opportunity for individuals to be able to communicate with those on the spectrum, because we don't feel like there's a lot of opportunities given for people to be able to talk to someone on the spectrum and really get to understand them and how they are just as normal. And I use that word very lightly as the rest of us. So it's their disabilities are there's a lot of abilities that come along with that as well.
That's so true.
Yeah.
I'm an occupational therapist, a pediatric occupational therapist. So I've worked with children on the spectrum since the early 80s, back when nobody really talked about autism. They didn't really understand it. They didn't know exactly what it was. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really happy to see how the awareness has come around and how people are supporting that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So thank you.
Absolutely. And Matt, as a matter of fact, I just would like to play this, just a 30-second clip of this song. It's called Until the Pieces Fit. And I did my homework. I was up till 4 o'clock last night looking at songs again. The content I had, but the right song. And I want to, give this girl, her name is Katie Summers. I've never heard her before, and I'm hoping that this gives her, she has a good heart, she produced the song herself, she's singing it, and I want to give her recognition. And let's just listen to her, and it goes towards autism. Mm-hmm. It's to raise awareness to autism. Let's listen to this piece.
Like an overload stuck on this dizzy ride, and you might break down 'cause you just wanna escape. You think you're all alone, but baby, keep your faith. And
so thank you. That, now, who does she sound like?
I know.
And what I love is I like to bring awareness.
Talented.
Yeah, well, she's just, she's on YouTube.
Yeah.
And she did something from her heart. Mm-hmm. I think she sounds a little bit like Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
little,
she does. Do you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I like to give her some recognition for a song that's from her heart, because I think when you sing songs from your heart, and that's where this show comes in, where it's part of therapy.
That's right.
It helps you when Peggy's not around or friends aren't around. So I want to give her some recognition. Thank you, Katie. I hope that someone reaches out to you for you doing something good for others in your way of giving. So Angela, before, we want to talk about another. We have about 7 or 8 minutes, maybe two basically, but can you, or two or three, but can we talk a little bit about CAN really quick? And then I'm going to note her sponsors of this huge event. Can
right.
we talk about CAN?
The community health nonprofit, right?
Yes.
Go
so
ahead,
CAN, so CAN Community Health, they support those that are affected by HIV in our community. So that is actually something that became near and dear to our heart following the gala that we went to. So we went to the CAN Community Health Gala, and we found out that the number one demographic being affected by HIV in 2023 is heterosexual Black females.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a shocker to me.
Shocking.
Yes.
That's shocking.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there is so much stigma in the world that we live in, right? There's so many old myths that we need to overcome and kind of move forward as a community. And that's one of them, of thinking that HIV is only associated with the LGBTQ+ community, because it affects us all. And it really is important for all of us to come together and help to find a cure to HIV, and also to support those who are affected by HIV, mm-hmm. because it may be affecting someone and you don't even know it.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. Well, exactly.
And they're too ashamed to come forward.
Yes,
about
and so
it,
yeah,
because
exactly.
of the stigma associated.
Exactly. But all the proceeds, a portion of the proceeds that we raise for the September 6th, 7th, and 8th TBFE event will go back to autism and CAN Community Health. And thanks to our amazing sponsors and partners. Can
yes,
I talk about them?
Let's talk about them right
now. About them.
No, and it's very important to note the sponsors, because without them, this would not be happening.
That's
as well.
Right.
So let's go ahead and start with that. So can you share the Bucks?
So the Bucks are our title sponsor, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Thank you.
Yes. So we hope everyone is coming out for our season this year. It's going to be absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
You know, we love our fan support.
Yes.
There we go. We want them cannons flying. And then also we got Fran Hash Law Group, Morgan Auto Group, Beasley Media Group, and Questmile, and WFLA as well, Channel 8. So we're so thankful for our sponsors and our partners, our very own Neiman Marcus, Saks, International Diamond Center, Nordstrom's, and Kendra Scott.
they have been supporting us from the very beginning, and we're just so thankful for them and to be able to support.
Talk about the Rolexes.
Oh, yes. International Diamond Center will be bringing their Rolexes to the Vault Night September 6th. So all whenever you purchase a Rolex from International Diamond Center, if you mention Tampa Bay Fashion Experience, a portion of the proceeds go to the 501c3, and that is forever.
Amazing. Oh, yes. You've got a good tune going on there, Joy.
Thank you.
I think we need to hear her sing. Well, listen, I feel bad. I want to say thank you so much for all of this. And to me, together in this, we're all in it together. And I'm just glad that we're all here and we're doing things. But to live a happy life, I just want to read this vocabulary word on happiness. Happiness is not a matter of intensity, but a balance and order and rhythm and harmony. Be moderate in order to taste the joys of life of abundance. Balance, peace, and joy are all the fruit of a successful life. It starts with recognizing your talents and finding ways to serve others by using them. So we thank you. We wish you all the best
thank
of
you.
Luck. You are someone's hero. You are. Matt, you are.
And you listening,
and
you are.
And I do want to say, Beyonce wants to say something. Find your angel. Circle yourself with good people. Be an angel. And Beyonce has something to say with us. We hope to see you back here at the Shrink and Wrap Show 2 weeks from now. Have a great Labor Day and live a positive life. Thank you.
Thank you. Woo-hoo.
Thank you. Bye-bye.